Hold on a second. I'm not used to her phone here.
Okay.
I'm an iPhone. She's got the Samsung.
Take your time.
Okay, we're good. So yeah, you said you had a couple questions about what I sent you. Did you get the files actually filled out in
I did get the files. I did get the files, but there's a slight, like, there's a small problem. Can you do me a favor? Can you send me Word files? I'm getting...
I don't have the program. Do I have to do it?
I'm getting random files. The files you send me are rather random. Okay, like, there's one file. Let me check. It just has
they're
a
not good
18
with
on it.
Sorry, what?
Yeah, there's a file that you send that just has a number 18 written on it. The files that you send are very random. I can't get...
I had put it on a blank piece of paper at first. Put it on a blank piece of paper, on a blank Scrivener, a blank page. And then I had sent it like that at first. And then I got your message. And then I couldn't use Word. So I sent it through... actually, you know what? Maybe do you have Word?
Mm-hmm.
Put it on your computer. I could probably do it on my grandma's computer, actually.
If you can, that would be nice, if that's possible.
Yeah, I can do that. I'll do that. Because I'll just sign in when I have. I'll sign in on my account on her computer. All I have to do is copy and paste everything.
Okay, perfect.
I'll do that.
The file pieces are very random, so I couldn't actually understand what I was getting. So it's mostly what we're working on PCs, and it becomes very, odd to work with Strix files.
Okay, yeah, because I'm not good with computers, technology at all. Like, I'll do it from like that.
No problem.
And then,
no problem. Take your time. Take your time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, awesome. And then, I guess that's what you need. I guess I didn't give you anything to work with yet.
Yeah, I tried. I downloaded all the files. I tried to open them up, but they were just going everywhere. So I had to give you a call and ask if it's possible. That would be nice.
Yeah, no, I'll do that for sure. I can send you. Do I have to send you when I'm sending you writing,
mm-hmm.
that I can send you from my Scrivener, though, right?
Yeah, you can do that.
Okay, it's just for specifically that those template purposes, I needed to fill it out on Word, right?
If you want, if it's possible, you can just make a document, one Word document that's basically a portfolio of the things you have done, and you can just make one single file if that's okay. That will actually be the best thing you can do.
Okay, so you want me to? So I'll send you the rubric filled out on Word. And then you want me to take all my other writing?
If you can put them on Word, that would be nice. Otherwise, if you can just, if they are handwritten, if they are mostly handwritten.
No. I only type. My handwriting is absolutely garbage.
Okay, then it would be nice if everything's on Word, because then we can, if there's a requirement to, edit or anything, then, we'll do things accordingly. Word makes it much easier than the others,
Okay, and do you know if, will it, like, so all I have to do is copy and paste everything, like, so I can email my grandma all the files and then copy and paste it?
Yeah.
Okay, sounds good. That's what it'll do.
Perfect.
Okay.
Let me know
when
that's done, and if you have any questions, give me a call, okay?
Awesome. And did you get my message about having fun, like showing, like making it look sophisticated and elegant? Like once that's done, like just kind of show me your skills. Like I don't really have much of knowledge of websites, but I feel like what's captivating for the audience and stuff like that. I don't know.
I think I have a message on that.
Okay. Because but now you heard it from me now. But, I want it to look, like, sophisticated and elegant and, like, rich kind of, but, like, have fun with it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, show me what you could do. Like, I want you to, like, kind of put your little personal touch in there. Because I'm not good at that kind of stuff, and I'm very biased when it comes to, like, superficial stuff.
Uh-huh.
So I feel like you can impress me.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Kind of like
so you can have-
we can call it a, you know, free will kind of vibe, but free will, but with, you know, how should I put this? I don't know why, but my words are lost on me right now. I understand what you mean, but I can't quite put them in words myself.
Oh, well, as long as you're picking up what I'm putting down.
Yeah, I got the gist of it. I got the gist of what you mean. I'll ask the team to, you know, look it up that way. And once I have the first draft for your website, I'll send it your way. Okay, first things would be a template. It won't be with many details about what you've given me right now. It'll just be a template, okay? A general idea of what your website will look like. And then we'll start, you know, putting in a few details, and then I'll send you the first draft, and then we'll move from there, okay?
Awesome, because, yeah, I don't want it too complicated. I like simple. I feel like simple is good, easy for, because I feel like with writing, I'm going to be writing for a lot of old people. So I feel like simple is good, but I want it also to look rich and sophisticated.
Do keep in mind, you are going for a writer's style, so it's better to not look rich. I'm going to be very honest with you. It's better to not look rich in that case. It's better to look elegant. It's better to look... The best thing you can have in terms of, you know, writing literature is to look very learned. Like, you know what you're doing. That's the thing you want to get across, right?
Okay. That's the main thing. You know what's another thing that I thought of today? I'm gonna do. I'm getting the writing law book, but I want to write because I'm really good at speeches. I want to write for lawyers. I'm gonna learn some of the lawyer terms, and I'm going to write for lawyers. They're like spiels, so they have their thing, but then I want to make it so it's more convincing and compelling. So I'm gonna try to get clients like that too. I was taking a nap and I thought of the idea and I jumped up and I'm like, I started writing some down. But I think that's gonna be a niche market for me.
Perfect. By the way, do you have like you said you've written speeches, right? So have any of your speeches actually made it on video?
No, well there is one, but I did it really crappy because I was really nervous, but now my confidence is way higher. So I'm going to redo it. I've been practicing a lot. So I could do one on video. You think that'll be good? Oh, because that'll show
like if you have a video, we can also maybe put that on the website, you know, make it, it gives a lot of oomph to the, you know, showcase. Because basically you're making the website to showcase your skills, correct?
Yeah, because I want to be a public speaker too, right?
So the more details I have, the better that gets. See where I'm going?
Yeah. You hear that? You hear that, Tim? She's the best. Girl in the world. Oh, but she's five, so.
Okay. Thank you.
But,
Austin, by the way, quick question. I want a bit of details on you as well. I told you last time as well. I want you to write about yourself and send it my way. So, because we're making a website for you, okay, and it's going to be about you. So I need details like your location, a bit about your upbringing, and your whole story, you know, your background story and your inspirations, stuff like that.
Oh, my inspiration.
That adds a lot of character to the website. Because whoever's going to come to your website might want to read about you, like what's the writer, you know, all about. That makes it very important, you know?
Okay, I'll do that. And then it'll be good once I'm almost done my first novel that I'm writing. Well, it's a novella. And I think they have that on there too. That's going to really sell me as well, but I'm not going to put a novella on my about me, because that's just too much, but like I just do a quick summary, and then my heroes are always like real genuine political heroes and people that are great. Actually, almost all my heroes are people that got shot doing what they believe is right. So people are going to like that, I think.
Don't end up in that, you know, that end, right? But don't end up there.
Yeah, well, you know what? If it's where my purpose goes, I'm going. As long as I go to heaven, I don't really care.
Yeah, I understand that, but getting shot's not a good feeling, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I guess it's true. But, yeah, I mean, I know, it's crazy sounding, but... I truly believe we must fill out our to the fullest and do what's right, and whatever happens, happens.
Yeah, true.
But, awesome. Yours is great.
So, well, I have given you some homework at this point.
Yeah, that's good.
So let me know when that's done. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so yeah, I'll get you that right away, the Word files for the sheet, and then I can get everything else ready while,
Just send them my way, and I'll get started. Okay?
Okay, sounds great.
Perfect. Just let me know when you send them, okay?
You.
Welcome.
Yeah,
have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Bye, awesome. Bye.
Bye.